What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self-Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self-Care with Lee. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. You are halfway through your week. You are capable of doing all the things that you set out to do. This week, we understand that we trust ourselves. We are capable. You will reach your highest potential and you will reach all of your goals. This year is coming to a close, and look how far you have come. You got this. Breathe in, breathe out. You are now meditating with me. What's up, listeners? It's your girl Lee here, and welcome back to Self-Care with Lee. Happy Wednesday. And guys, we are in the middle of December. Can you freaking believe it? We've made it this far. And you know what they say, you didn't come this far just to come this far. But can we be for real? It is almost the end of 2023. So many obstacles, so many challenges we've overcome. We have broke glass ceilings and we trusted ourselves, and now we are here. I know this podcast is all about strategizing and being intentional and, you know, moving forward with your action plan for your next steps for yourself to reach success. But the process, it has taken us a whole year to realize that we have come so far. We have done so much this year. And I just want to give this moment of just gratitude and just be thankful for how far we've come. We've made it through the storms, the trouble, the things that we thought we weren't going to get past, the things that we thought were going to break us really made us into the people that we are today. Pat yourself on the back because you are showing strength, okay? You have done so much this year and you should be proud of yourself. Now, regardless of your circumstances or regardless if you can't see the end of the tunnel just yet, just know that you were purposeful this year. You walked in and you shook the table. You did that and you should be proud of yourself. You've made it this far. You have come a long way. And I just wanted to make this moment and this very moment a happy moment. I wanted you to know that you should be proud of yourself. You trusted your gut. You spoke up. You stopped people pleasing. You stopped being that person where people walk all over you. You created boundaries. You broke barriers in communication. You showed strength when you were at your weakest point. And I just want you to remind yourself of how strong you were this year and how strong you're going to be for 2024. You were phenomenal and you will do amazing next year, and you have the tools to do it. So let's give kudos to you, boo. In order to trust yourself, you have to maintain a healthy relationship with yourself. I encourage all of my listeners and all of my friends and family to love yourself enough to know that you can trust yourself. If you trust yourself, it changes your perspective of the way things should go, the way your life is heading. You know, you have more control on what to do when you love yourself and you trust yourself. So I want you to maintain a healthy relationship with yourself going into the new year, because although we use the saying new year, new me, and you're being more intentional and you're going to do a vision board and you're going to write out all the goals and the plans that you plan on reaching next year, it's more important about the relationship you have with yourself to see where you are, you know, mentally. And not only that, but physically and spiritually. One of the things that I love about self-care is that it touches on all of those bases, right? Those 12 pillars revolve around yourself and how you're doing. And in order for you to be your best self and you'll be able to achieve all things that you set out to do, you have to make sure that you're maintaining a healthy balance with yourself internally. And what that may look like is, you know, maybe being more spiritual and also reading a new book and creating new hobbies and going to church and or going to wherever you feel like it's a sanctuary to just free yourself mentally and just feel more secure with who you are. And it's important to develop these habits so that way you can proceed into this new year, the 2024 year, at your best self. Because without a healthy relationship with yourself, you don't have yourself's back. You don't trust your gut. You don't trust your intuition because you don't even know yourself. So one thing I do encourage is to identify who you are, where you are going, and what it is that you set out to do. For me, this year was very telling. It showed me that I didn't care for myself like I thought I did. I wasn't taking this self-care seriously until I realized that my relationship with myself, it was non-existent. It was something that I had to develop and I am still working on. I am really trying to put myself first. I am not really basing it on emotions more so than I am physically. What I look like? Why am I eating, overeating? Why am I, you know, not going and being active? Why am I so tired all the time? Why am I allowing this, you know, procrastination spirit or this laziness spirit, you know, overcome what I am capable of doing every day? And yes, I talk that talk when I'm ready and my best self, but I am unable to do it when I'm not. And so it was a lot of inconsistencies because I allowed a lot of things like the flood in my home or a breakup or a situation with a friend overcome the things that I was doing for myself. And I allowed it to make me sad and make me depressed or make me stop doing the things that I actually loved to do for myself because I was so fixated or focused on these dynamics, these different situations, these relationships where I should have been focused on me and how things are going to help me be my best self in all aspects. Now, it's impossible to be perfect. Yes, I said it, impossible. But there are ways that you can be your best self at all times. And when you're not, you just need to go back into who you are and reflect on how you can be a better person to yourself. How can you maintain this healthy relationship with yourself, love yourself enough to know that you have to leave a situation, stop people pleasing, stop trying to be someone you're not because you're trying to impress others, but you're not trying to impress yourself. This was one of the hardest lessons for me. So I'm letting you know that this is self work. This is inner self work and inner self healing. So that way the relationship with yourself can grow and it can prosper. In order for you to meet your significant other or to develop healthy friendships and healthy boundaries, you have to understand what it is that you like and what it is that you don't like and what's draining you and what's not allowing you to be your best self and what is going to help you reach those goals that you have and allow you to be okay with who you are at the end of your success and your process. You have to satisfy and make yourself happy. And that's what this self-care thing is all about. But it was very hard for me to process that and understand it because I would be upset about a situation that I could not fix, but then I wouldn't even notice that it was what it was supposed to be. It is what it is. I am not supposed to be in that situation. I am not supposed to be your friend. I am not supposed to be in that relationship because when I was in that relationship, it was draining who I was. I wasn't even thinking about me. I was thinking about that person. I was thinking about that position. I was thinking about that relationship instead of thinking about Lee. Is it that you have to neglect and ignore yourself? There's nothing that important. So it all comes back to loving on who you are, trusting yourself, and knowing that you're making the right decisions, you're making the right decision to exit stage left, okay? You can leave any situation, circumstance, relationship at any time. At any time, it's up to you. Do not allow yourself to drain yourself and deplete yourself over someone else. Love yourself enough to know that you have to be higher. You have to think bigger. You have to understand that you are trying to walk in a purpose and you can't let nothing hold you back. So what it is that you can do right now to reach your highest potential? How can you be your best self for 2024? What drains you? What makes you happy? What serves you? Think about those things as you enter into the new year. Write them down, reflect on it, but understand that you're trying to build a healthy relationship with yourself. Whew, it was getting kind of deep in here, wasn't it? No worries. I'll be right back with more self-care with Lee after these short commercial breaks. Are you looking for entertainment and you don't want to watch TV but want to get lost in someone else's story? Look no further. Audible is here. In your free time, you can listen to the latest book releases and now podcast. Storytelling at your convenience. Download Audible today and use my discount code, which is below the link in the summary page of this podcast, and get lost in the story of any genre. I hope you enjoy. Is it time for new scenery? A vacation? Or maybe a home away from home so you can work remotely in any state, country, or city? Look no further. Booking.com has you covered. With a wide range of hotels in various locations at an affordable cost. Not breaking the bank, you deserve to get the very best for your buck. Use my Booking.com link below and receive a discount on your next stay today. Au revoir. Welcome back, listeners. And I just wanted to lighten up the place a little bit because we were getting pretty deep. But I wanted you to know that you have to trust yourself. You have to understand and know yourself enough to know that you wouldn't put yourself in any circumstance, situation that will not serve you. But in order for you to understand and trust that and know that you won't put yourself in any situation or circumstance, you have to build a healthy relationship with yourself and understand that you are secure. You are capable and you will reach your highest potential. But you have to know that you have to develop this relationship, just like any relationship outside of yourself. You have to develop and spend time with it and figure out the things that you like, the things that are draining, the things that are positively impacting you, the things that are negatively impacting you. You have to consider all of these things. And so I wanted to leave you with a quote. It's, trust the timing of your life. If you trust the timing and you reflect and you add strategy, there's no need to fear because you're going to make it through. Just know that and trust that you will. But these are things that you can do in order to build and develop this healthy relationship with yourself. Write down things that you really, really love and that you feel like make you a better person. That's number one. Really reflect on this. It could be people, it can be places, it can be things, it could be activities, it could just be anything that serves you well and that you notice a change in your personality and a change in your mood when you do these things, when you see these people, when you do that activity, like whatever it is, write it all down. Number two, write down the things that drain you. Write down the moods of other people that you feel are kind of like draining to you and make you change who you are in order for you to accommodate someone else. What was the last event, that drained you and made you feel uncomfortable, but you had to smile through it? Write all of that down and be vulnerable with yourself and be real. Be honest with yourself about the things that have impacted you negatively, that shifted your mood or your personality and you didn't even notice. Sometimes we don't even acknowledge when we have been hurt or when we have been intimidated or when we have been just taken advantage of a little bit. You don't know these things until you reflect on these things. So I want you to be really vulnerable and really open with yourself. And this is between you and you. You know what I'm saying? You're developing this relationship with yourself. And I believe that it's important for you to examine it all, the good and the bad. I want you to also, for number three, just write down the things that you can do differently and how you can put yourself first in situations that drain you. How can you put yourself first in situations that serve you? How can you come out your best self after all of these things are written down and you have reflected on them? How can you be your best self? How can you take a different approach on when you feel drained and when you feel isolated and when you feel alone? I want you to really dig in deep when you are doing this exercise, because it's important for you to understand why it is that you have put yourself in situations where you were manipulated or intimidated or feeling bad about yourself or not your best self. And then I want you to know what it is that you could do for yourself when you're placed in these situations again that serve you, and that you do come out on top and you are your best self and you handle that with grace and class. Like, what is it that set you apart in that situation where you are noticing a significant change in who you are and it's for the better? I want you to reflect on this, and I want you to take that into your new year, because next year we are not going to have a lot of those situations where it's in the negative. No, we are going to improve who we are by improving the situations, the circumstances, the people, the relationships that we put ourselves in, because we're putting the relationship with ourselves first. 2024 is going to be your year that you will shed light on you. You are going to develop this healthy relationship with yourself. You're going to know the things that do not serve you in a better light. You are going to find all things that make you feel good about who you are, so you can be your best self in all situations and circumstances. Know that trouble doesn't last always, and trust yourself enough to know that you'll get yourself out of situations where you don't want to be in. And then you will also come out on top, because you knew yourself better than anyone did, and you knew what was right for you, and you know what's your next move, because you're strategizing, you're reflecting, and you're putting yourself first. You got this. I'm rooting for you. And here's to Self-Care with Lee.
Keep it cute, sis.